Chapter 6. What is Stress Tension Overload? Stress Tension Overload, or STO, is a state the body can get stuck in where trigger points create pain and other symptoms, which then leads to worry and stress. That stress creates more trigger points and pain, which creates even more stress, which creates even more trigger points and even more pain, and so on. A classic vicious circle. In some people, the stress is very strong, and in other people, it is primarily a matter of muscular tension and just a little bit of stress. All people with STO have been building inactive trigger points throughout their lives, mainly because of stress, mental or environmental. Before the symptoms started appearing, these trigger points were inactive and therefore did not send out symptoms, but they were just waiting for a dramatic event, an accident or stressful period, to switch from inactive to active. Most people experience the STO starting with some kind of stressful event, such as a fall, an accident, or the death of a loved one. This pushes the trigger points over the edge and they turn from inactive to active. Other people are not able to point to one specific event and might even experience the first tiny symptom coming seemingly out of nowhere. When trigger points become active, they begin to send pain and symptoms into the body. Most people will receive a diagnosis such as post-concussion syndrome, or PCS, whiplash-associated disorder, or WAD, fibromyalgia, migraine, TMJ or TMD, chronic fatigue syndrome, and a whole range of other similar diagnoses. Probably as many as 40 to 60 different diagnoses are simply different phases of STO. Many people find that they get even more stressed by their new situation, partly because of the pain and symptoms, but also because of the concerns that these pains cause and because you no longer have the energy to perform even the most basic daily tasks. Many people, therefore, become even more stressed by this condition, which gives rise to even more muscular tension, which turns into trigger points, more pain, more symptoms, more bad sleep, even more stress, and so on. On top of this, you will start breathing with your chest, putting tremendous strain on your small neck muscles. Your lack of sleep will turn you into a living zombie, making you even more tired and stressed. A classic vicious circle is now full blown. The good thing about a vicious circle is that it can be turned into a positive one if you reverse it.